Radio Congregation, it is Friday, and this is the August Concert of Prayer. We had so many technical problems last Sunday evening as we were doing it, so we're going to repeat it, the same identical Concert of Prayer for you, our radio congregation. So why don't you ask the Holy Spirit of God to give you ears to hear, the Spirit to pray, and be involved in this Concert of Prayer for the month of August.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past . But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
We have a promise from God in Matthew chapter 21. And verse 22, "In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." We're going to go before the throne of God, and the very first item we're going to pray in this concert of prayer, we're going to pray asking God for a total outpouring of the Holy Spirit, saturating all nations, tribes, and tongues throughout earth, resulting in a worldwide revival. Once again, we're going to pray asking God for a total outpouring of the Holy Spirit, saturating all nations, tribes, and tongues throughout earth, resulting in a worldwide revival. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we, the believer priests of this day, come before your throne in the strong, holy, mighty name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we come asking you for a total outpouring of the Holy Spirit, saturating all the nations, the tribes, and the tongues throughout the earth, resulting in a worldwide revival. Father, in a sense, we're asking you for a modern-day, worldwide Pentecost, an outpouring of your Holy Spirit, convicting, convincing, illumining, enlightening, urging, saturating, and Father, stirring our hearts to fervency, stirring our hearts to fervency for the kingdom of God, letting our light so shine, making us salt like we've never been salt before, making us light like we have never been light before. But Father God, we're asking you for a complete, total, thorough, Pentecostal type outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God, saturating every nation in the world, saturating every tribe, every tongue throughout all the earth, resulting in a worldwide revival. Jesus, we need help. The nations of the world, we need a stirring and a movement of your Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of your people and the nations of the world to repentance, to holiness, and to intercessory prayer. And therefore, we come asking you for a total outpouring of the Holy Spirit, saturating all nations, tribes, and tongues throughout earth, resulting in a worldwide revival. And we thank you in Jesus' name. All right, our second item, we're going to pray, asking God to repel and neutralize the enemy's attack on Christian marriages and homes, and to heal and restore any broken relationships with family members. The family is always under attack. A Christian marriage is always under attack. Satan is always seeking to destroy Christian marriages and Christian homes. So we're going to pray, asking God to repel and neutralize the enemy's attack on Christian marriages and homes, and to heal and restore any broken relationships with family members. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God in this nation. And Father God, we're asking you to repel and neutralize the enemy's attack on Christian marriages and homes, and to heal and restore any broken relationships with family members. Father, we understand that the satanic strategy is to divide and destroy. And Father God, we understand that he has any number of ploys, schemes, wiles. We know that there are the wiles of the devil. He has all means and different ways he uses to try to weaken and destroy the marriages, to destroy the homes. Because Satan knows if he can bring strife and division into a Christian marriage, into a Christian home, he can weaken the effectiveness of that home. He can weaken the prayer life of that home. And Father, the pulpit itself is no exception. We have preachers right now, pastors right now, struggling. They can't even talk to anybody else about it. And some of them won't talk to you about it. But Father God, we know that it's occurring. It has occurred in the past. It is occurring at this time. It will continue. So including in this prayer request, we include the pulpits of the country and the nations of the world. And we're asking you, Lord God, we're asking you to repel and neutralize the enemy's attack on Christian marriages and homes, and to heal and to restore any broken relationships with family members. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, please do it, Father. Please do it. Our third item. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize for a season all satanic efforts leading to a one world order. Folks, you have to watch the shifting of things in the nations of the world. And you need to be mindful, and you need to be sensitive, and you need to be prayerful. Because the Word of God makes it very, very clear, there will eventually be a one world order. It does not happen overnight. It is incremental, political, international changes in the nations of the world bringing this to pass. Church, you have to be aware of it. And so we're going to go before the throne of God, asking God to neutralize for a season all satanic efforts leading to a one world order. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and at this point in time, we're going to ask you, Heavenly Father, to neutralize for a season all satanic efforts leading to a one-world order. Father, we have looked into the Word of God, and we see the church under attack. We see the people of God under attack in what will eventually be a one-world order, an end-time government of the Antichrist. So, Father, we come before your throne, and we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to some way frustrate all the attempts, Lord God. We're asking you to neutralize for a season. We realize the Word of God must be fulfilled. And we're asking you, Father God, we have watched. We have watched. And we're watching, Heavenly Father, even in this handling of immigration within the nation. And the way the immigration and illegal immigration is being handled, we see in that, Father God, the possibility of seeing the church treated that same way in the future. Father God, we understand Satan has a strategy, and that strategy leads to a one-world order. And we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to neutralize for a season all satanic efforts leading to a one-world order, because we see in the process of this, Father God, the possibility of the treatment of the church in the future, Lord God. So we're asking you to move. We're asking you to move to neutralize for a season all satanic efforts leading to a one-world order. We're asking for more time to evangelize the world, to be who we are, what we are in Christ Jesus. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen and amen. All right, item number 4. We're going to pray asking God to set in motion a move of the Holy Spirit, neutralizing the effects of every false system of religion in the world. Folks, there are different series of false systems of religion, and they are numerous. Numerous. I'm not really sure that anybody knows just exactly how many false systems of religion there are in the world. I've looked at the numbers. I've looked at what they say is the numbers, and it's monstrous. It is really monstrous. So we've got to pray, asking God to neutralize for a season all satanic efforts in leading to a one-world order, and asking God to set in motion a move of his Holy Spirit, neutralizing the effects of every false system or religion, because they're interconnected. They are interconnected. When you get to the scriptures and you look at eschatology, you look at the end times, it's all connected. So we're going to pray right now, asking God for a move of his Holy Spirit to set in motion a move of the Holy Spirit, neutralizing the effects of every false system of religion in the world, which will eventually lead to the religion of the spirit of Antichrist. Let's pray it right now. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne in the holy and precious, mighty and strong name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we're asking you to set in motion a move of the Holy Spirit of God, neutralizing the effects of every false system of religion in the world. Father, we understand that a false system of religion will present a means whereby a sinful man can be reconciled to Holy God by living up to certain standards of that system of religion. Jesus, you said you must be born again. You must be born again. You must become a new creation. And yet, Father, we find in every nation, in every tongue, we find, Heavenly Father, a teaching that if you obey our system, if you submit and surrender to our system of religion, you may be made right with God. And Father, in teaching that, they deny what you taught, Jesus. As you said to Nicodemus, a very religious man, involved in a system of religion, the Pharisees. And yet you said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you must be born again. So Father, we're asking you to set in motion a move of the Holy Spirit of God, neutralize the effects of every false system of religion in the world, at least for a season, Heavenly Father. So many have been deceived. So many have submitted and surrendered themselves to a false system of religion. Yet, Jesus, you said you must be born again, must become a new creation in Christ Jesus by admitting you're a sinner and receiving Christ as your Savior. So, Father, we're asking you to set in motion a move of the Holy Spirit, neutralize the effects of every false system of religion, and we'll thank you, Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. All right, our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God for a majority. Hear me carefully. This is a biggie. We're going to pray asking God for a majority of Bible-believing, Christ-honoring, Spirit-led representatives in the Congress of the United States of America, starting with the Congress of the United States of America. We're going to pray asking God to give us a majority of Bible-believing, Christ-honoring, Spirit-led representatives in the Congress of the United States of America. Let's pray that right now. Our Father and our God. Father God, we continue coming before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And at this point in time in this concert of prayer, we're asking Heavenly Father for a majority of Bible-believing, Christ-honoring, Spirit-led representatives in the Congress of the United States of America. Father, we understand that every human being on the face of the earth is either a child of God or a child of the devil. No in between. No in between. Every human being is a child of God or a child of the devil. And Heavenly Father, we understand that applies to every level of government. Every member in our government is either a child of God or a child of the devil. And Father God, we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception. Penetrate the darkness and the deception that embraces, Father God, our governmental agencies. And Father, we're asking you to filter. We're asking you to identify and to filter out that majority who are agents of Satan in expressions of the government of the nation of the United States of America. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, for a move of your Holy Spirit, convicting, convincing, illumining, enlightening. And Father, those who are in expressions of government of the nation, who are the agents of Satan, we pray that you bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then use them in your government, under your will, in this nation. So Father, we're asking you for a majority of Bible-believing, Christ-honoring, Spirit-led representatives in the Congress of the United States of America. And if you'll do this, we'll be appreciative. We will be so, so appreciative. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. All right? Now we come to that time in our consular prayer where we pray for you. We're going to go before the throne of God on your behalf. So here's what I want you to do. I want you, in the next few moments, to express to the Lord Jesus Christ, express to your Heavenly Father what you need, what you want, what you'd like to see him do for you, in your life, in your family, whatever your specific, particular, personal need is. I want you, your burden, whatever your burden is, I want you to take that burden before the Lord and lay it at his feet. Do that while the music is playing. Then we'll come along in a few minutes and we'll join you. We'll join you before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of your problem. Present it right now. Present your nation, your problem, to the Lord right now. Is it a problem in the home? Is it a problem in the marriage? Is it a problem with the children? Whatever it may be. Lay it before the Lord. Everything. Be honest. Be open. Be transparent. So Lord, here's my problem. Lay it before the Lord right now. We'll join you in a moment. We'll join you. Don't be reluctant to share the burden of your heart with the Lord. He knows what it is anyway. He knows what concerns you. He knows where the pressure is in your spirit. He knows what you're concerned about. He knows what you're worried about. He knows your desires, your wishes. So give it to him right now. We're going to join you in a moment praying with you and for you. But go ahead right now. Be honest with the Lord. Be open. Be transparent with what you really want to see God do in your home, your marriage, your life, whatever it may be. Pray it. Pray it.
Make no mistake about it, child. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Take your burden to Calvary. Lay it at the feet of Jesus. Regardless of what it is, take your burden to Jesus. He knows your concerns. holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, I come before your throne on behalf of each and every one of these involved in this contrite prayer. And Father, you know the grief. You know the burden. You know the problem they're facing. You know the failure. And Father God, I'm coming before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus as a believer priest. I'm asking you, my Father, my God, to hear their prayer. I'm asking you to bring them relief. Bring them comfort. Father, for that one who has a marital problem. And then, Father, there are those with financial problems. There are those with physical problems, Lord. There are those with emotional problems. Father, there are those with relational problems. Father God, across the spectrum of the family of God, there's a host of problems that Satan has introduced into the lives of individuals. But you have the answer. Jesus, when you said on the cross, "It is finished," it was finished. You had done everything to defeat everything Satan would ever do. And so we invoke your name, Jesus. We're asking you to move in this concert of prayer. We're asking you, Father God, to move and to hear and answer these prayers. Answer the prayers of these that have cried out to you. Father, you know the source of the problem. You know what it will take to solve the problem. And you are the solution. You're the solution. Let faith arise. Let hope, comfort, peace, and faith arise. And Father God, let them leave this consular prayer confident. Their prayer has been heard. Their prayer has been heard. And in your way, in your timing, it will be answered. Oh, Father, let faith arise. And let them be assured of your hearing their prayer and answering their prayer. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this concert prayer. Till we have a chance to do this again, be blessed.